The idea of an Olympic truce traces its origins back to the 8th century BC, when a literal laying down of arms was observed to allow athletes and spectators to travel safely to and from the games in ancient Greece. Over recent years, that ideal has been revived in order to promote peace and greater international cooperation in our contemporary world. For the London 2012 Olympic Games, Christian churches in the UK have also picked up on this theme of 100 days of peace before and after this major sporting event, and are encouraging their communities to come up with new ways of promoting peace in homes and schools, parishes and dioceses, in the hopes of leaving a lasting legacy for the nation long after the Olympic torch has moved on. 100 Days of Peace will be launched at an all-night prayer vigil in London's central Trafalgar Square on Friday, June the 8th, by church leaders including Archbishop Vincent Nicholls of Westminster and the Anglican Bishop of London, Richard Chartres. Among the projects that are in the works to support this push for peace is a publication entitled Your Journey to Peace, produced by Redemptorist Publications in partnership with Missio and the faith-based More Than Gold Olympic organisation. Here to tell us more about it is one of the editors and former Vatican Radio colleague, Sister Janet Ferns.
It stems from the original Olympic Games, when there used to be a truce declared so that athletes could travel to the Games. And there were actually heavy penalties for anyone who did any fighting during that time. And so the idea of having an Olympic truce has been brought to birth again. And it was just a few months ago, with the involvement of the churches in these Olympic Games, somebody got the bright idea in the Westminster Archdiocese of actually having 100 days of peace to surround the Olympics and the Paralympics. And then it was realized that the churches were involved in promoting the 100 days of peace. But the thing that was really needed was for people to pray for peace. And so that was where we came involved.
You mentioned the Archdiocese of Westminster there, but it's not just a Catholic Church initiative, is it? It's very ecumenical.
It's absolutely ecumenical. There are so many Christian churches and non-Christian bodies involved as well. So you've got the Hindus and the Sikhs and the Muslims. Just about anybody who believes in God in whatever shape or form has become involved in this. And it's to try and show the world that there's more to the Olympics than just winning a medal.
You said that's where you became involved. Redemptorist Publications has become involved, providing a book of prayers, reflections, practical ideas. It's called Your Journey to Peace, isn't it? Tell us a bit more about it.
Well, this is actually the first time that Redemptorist Publications and Missio have worked together on a venture like this. And we were also working with More Than Gold, the sort of religious body that's working alongside the Olympics. So we thought, well, wouldn't it be a nice idea to produce a booklet of prayers, quick reflections for every day, and perhaps some longer features that would highlight different aspects of peace, but would also be there for people who've got a little bit more time. It's the only official booklet of prayer booklet to come out to accompany the Olympics. And it's divided into five sections: family, unity, dialogue, mission, and culminating in peace. And we've got five different people to write 10 reflections on each of those themes. And then we've got other people to write more reflective pieces. So we've got, for instance, Bishop Pat Lynch writing about mission. But we've also got James Parker from More Than Gold writing about how families are going to be accommodating the families of athletes, because people are coming across from all different countries and they can't necessarily pay the cost of accommodation in London. So families are going to be putting them up. We've got two articles about competitors in the Olympics. You've got Tim Brabants, for instance, who is in the kayak events, and Missy Franklin, who is a young American. She's the current world record holder. She's a swimmer. So we're just trying to say that while we're looking to work towards peace, let's pray for peace at the same time.
This whole initiative is going to be launched at a prayer vigil, isn't it, on Friday, June the 8th?
Yes, and it's going to be in Trafalgar Square. It's going to be an amazing thing, actually. It's going to run for 12 hours, and it's going to close with leaders of many different faiths present. And people are just going to be there praying for peace throughout the night and singing, and various gospel choirs and other singers are going to be there praying for peace.
So a very public demonstration of the role of faith around this Olympic Games. The initiative goes on for 100 days, as you say, doesn't it, until October the 28th?
That's right, yes. And then there will be another closing celebration there. And we're hoping that we'll be able to get a couple of Olympians and Paralympians involved in that as well, so that the whole thing is surrounded in prayer, because so much in society today is taking God out of it. Well, let's put him back in. That's the basic idea of it.
There are some other quite interesting initiatives around this. I see something about keeping our cities safe, a number of very practical initiatives about promoting peace 1 year on, of course, from those infamous riots that took place a year ago.
Yes, and I think people have just tried over the Olympics to be as practical as possible, to show that faith is carried out in action. It's not just a case of putting your hands together and staring up into the sky. And so coming up with practical initiatives, like, for instance, the Jimmy Missen Foundation is having a venture, Release the Peace, and they will have a car which is going to be signed by celebrities who are supporting the initiative for peace, and they're going to be rewarding young people who have done something to contribute to building peace in their area, because young people had such a bad press last year through the riots. And it's to try and show that, well, they were the minority. The majority of young people are really trying to do something positive.
This 100 Days of Peace is very much aimed at young people and even young children as well, isn't it?
It is. And so there are resources that are being produced especially for young people and young children. For instance, there is one poster that's been produced that has a different activity for every day of the 100 days. They'll have to find out the flag of one of the countries that is taking part in the Olympics, so that they'll have to go to an atlas or a map, or they'll have to draw the flag or find out something about a country. So it's to try and promote understanding and keep them occupied as well and involved.
Finally, Janet, just tell us where this publication, Your Journey to Peace, can be found. It's available online, isn't it?
Yes, it can be ordered online, but it's also going to be available through every parish in the country. And I'm sure that all the non-Catholic churches, as well as the Catholic churches, will be making it available. We know that the Anglicans and the Methodists, for instance, are very interested in using it, which is why we've tried to make it as broad-based as we possibly can. We've got Anglican as well as Catholic contributors, and hopefully it's something that will appeal to people of all denominations, so it will be widely available throughout the country.
My thanks there to Sister Janet Ferns, and that publication, Your Journey to Peace, is available on the Redemptorist Publications website, www.rpbooks.co.uk.